Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Lamed Hey, Menachos 35. And today's Daf Yomi teaches us a lot of the laws of tefillin and of the ritual object which we wrap our hands and our head in, which we wrap our Yad Keha, our left hand, if we're a righty, and our right hand, if we're a lefty, and also the tefillin Shalosh, which is the tefillin that we wear on our head. And many of the laws which our Daf Yomi talks about are the called Halacha Moshe Misinai, that these laws about tefillin come from a law from Moshe at Sinai. Today's Daf Yomi also tells us a powerful incident that happens between Hashem Yisparach and Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Gemara. The Gemara cites a law, a teaching about the knots of the tefillin. So says the Gemara, it states in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 10, V'ra'u kol amai ha'aretz, all the nations of the world shall see, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yaru mimecha, all the nations of the world shall see that the name of Hashem is called upon you, and they will fear you. So why are the nations of the world fearing you? So the Gemara cites the Braisa to teach us that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol teaches us, this is Rabbi Eliezer Hyrcanus, teaches us Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh, that when it says that all the nations of the world will fear you, this is referring to the that they are seeing the tefillin one wears on their head. Now, what's the reasoning why this verse refers to the tefillin that one wears on their head? Because the Rashi is of the opinion that because most of the name of Hashem is written on the head tefillin, because the letter shin is written on the tefillin of the Rosh, and also there is a dawid, that is the knot, and so therefore when the nations of the world see the shin and the dawid, and they basically seeing the name of Hashem, they're going to be in awe and recognize the greatness of the Jewish people. That's Rashi's approach. And however, Tosos argues with this approach. Tosos says, and also the Rosh says, that first of all, we know that from throughout Shas, that the only way we can consider these to be actual letters is if they're complete letters. And in this case, the Dalet certainly is written as a knot, and also the Yud that is written as a knot. These are not actually written onto the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And so therefore, or also the Tefillin Shel Yad. So if that's the case, just because there's a shin, that doesn't mean that all the letters are written. So what does it mean that they are seeing the Tefillin Shel Rosh? So Tosfos explains that there's a fundamental distinction between the Tefillin of the Rosh and Tefillin of the Yad. We know that the Tefillin of the hand, we're told Vayalchal Os, that these Tefillin shall be a sign for you on your hand. So the Chachamim are going to darshan on Lamed Zayin Mabez, that for you it shall be a sign, but not for others. And so therefore the Tefillin of the hand are supposed to be hidden and covered up. However, the Tefillin of the Rosh, those are supposed to be seen. The head Tefillin are supposed to be seen by the world. And so therefore, that's why this verse first is referring to the Tefillin of the head and not the referring to the more private tefillin of the hand. Comes along the Gemara and continues with the discussion about the tefillin and the knots on the tefillin, and the Gemara cites a verse about the encounter of Moshe Rabbeinu with Hashem, that this encounter appears in Exodus chapter 33 verse 18, and Moshe Rabbeinu had said to Hashem, Hareini naz kvodecha, show me your glory, and God said to him, no, I'm not going to show you my glory, because lo tuchal aros es panai, nobody can see my face and live, but Hashem Yisparach says, ani avir kol tuvia panecha, I'll pass over my entire face in front of you. By vaya bavor kvodi v'samtich b'nikras atzur v'sakosi kapay alaycha ad ovrai. And Hashem says, I'm going to place you in the rock, and I'll pass over you. And when I cover over you, my hand is going to be covering you. And then when I remove my hand, v'asirosias kapay v'reisas achorai upanai lo yiru. So Hashem says, basically, I'm going to pass over you. And when I pass over you, I'm going to remove my hand, and you won't see my face. You'll only see the back at that point. So the Gemara says, "Va'asirosi es kapi v'ra'isa es achorai." What does it mean? I'll remove my hand and you'll see my back. So Amar Rav China bar Bizna, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasida, what is this referring to? This is referring to Melamed Sheherol Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher shell tefillin. Now, what did Hashem show him at that point? Hashem showed him the knot of the tefillin. And we know from the Gemara in Brachos Vav Amud Aleph, Brachos 6a, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin every day. And so therefore, what we're saying is, at this moment, what did Hashem show him? Hashem showed him the kesher of the tefillin, the knot of the tefillin. What is this idea that Hashem showed him the knot of the tefillin? So the commentaries obviously don't understand. What does it mean that we can't understand, take it literally, that God was wearing tefillin and Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem's knot? And so the Chidushi Arash explains that this is really teaching us what Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu at that point was how the world runs. And meaning to say that Moshe saw not the kesher of tefillin, so to speak, not the knot of tefillin, but the kesher of the world, the knot of the world, and how the world above acts according to the creation. And this is understood to mean, that's what the kesher of tefillin means. It means God showed him the basis of how the world operates at that time. But of course, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to go in and see the actual knowledge that God knows, because then Moshe Rabbeinu would have, you know, we can't even say such a thing, but Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been God himself. So that's not possible. Only God could know that. But what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to attain was understanding the knot. He was able to understand the periphery of the world to the highest level possible. And that is what the idea is, that Moshe was able to see the back and see the knot of the tefillin, the source for understanding the basis of the world. Not the actual inner parts of the basis of the world, not the front of the tefillin, but just the knot that keeps the tefillin together. And that's what Hashem Yisparach was showing Moshe Rabbeinu, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see.